Hello, my name's Danny Knight. I'd like to talk to you briefly on something called Christian hedonism. It's a philosophical term that I've embraced after being a Christian for about 2 years now. And this is what I wrote in my blog. The title was called His Glory, Our Satisfaction. We praise because we delight. So let's begin. Psalm 42, verse 1. As a deer pants for flowing streams, so pants my soul for you. Many of us have experienced the dry and empty barren lands of our souls, deadness in thought and numbness in feeling. This has been certainly my testimony. I remember the rare moments in my life when I would cry and prize it as a rare feeling and thinking moment. I cherished those moments because it reminded me of my humanity and that I wasn't some kind of cold-hearted machine. It's been over a year since God led me into repentance and entrusting my life into Him. Through trusting Him, I've embraced a philosophical term called Christian hedonism. I found it to be a biblically safe haven in which healing of my mind and body has been calmly and progressively paced out, whilst it's been a deep and cleansing experience. It's awakened thoughts and emotions that have been dormant, only now to have them delighting in Christ. I began slowly, but now with strong convictions, pursuing my joys and pleasures in Christ. If we know God as the real joy giver, it makes sense to pursue Him who is infinite. This is not some new strange teaching. On the contrary, it's one of old, if not the original. I think the name Christian hedonism is used as a mere tool of distinction in avoiding the strange new teachings. It preserves the purity of the truth and goodness of the gospel, i.e. we hear of the prosperity gospel, new apostolic age movement, word of faith movement, universalisms, can you imagine that? Anyway, the fruit of this biblical philosophy is treasuring Christ as more valuable than anything else to the end. I now love delighting in Him, thinking about Him, living for Him, learning and obeying His revealed word, and joyfully waiting for the day to be with Him forever in heaven. Amen. This may sound so common. I think there have been millions of Christian hedonists in our history. Distinctively, I can think of Jonathan Edwards, Charles Spurgeon, C.S. Lewis, Martin Lloyd-Jones, and some of the folks I can think of today would be John Piper, R.T. Kendall, David Paulson, John MacArthur. So why am I risking to say this? Because loving your neighbor does not come from 100% selfless act. It comes by lovingly longing to have your neighbor share in the same joy and satisfaction you have in Christ, thereby intensifying the delight in God. For example, isn't He amazing? Yes, He is, brother. Let's worship and enjoy Him together. I want many to know their life, joy, and pleasures in God, because He is the only one who can truly bring satisfaction. God is not glorified by stony-hearted, dutiful forms of worship. It's by hearts that are satisfied in Him only. It's a miracle when someone says, I didn't deserve such a priceless free gift. Jesus offered me living water. I trusted and accepted. He was right. I am alive. There is nothing more precious than Christ. I will follow and camp by Him for the rest of my life. So in closing, Christian hedonism is not the way, the truth, and the life. It's Christ. This is just a guide. My inspiration comes from the idea that hasn't been found as an unbiblical principle. I would certainly challenge anyone to find one in this statement. God is most glorified in us when we are most satisfied in Him. If Christians are concerned with God's glory, how might one proceed? Is God glorified by dry lips and dutiful stony hearts? or by those who put all their hopes and joys in him, the ones who trusted and are now satisfied in him, that can daily live in sweet honesty and heartfelt delight in God.